The well-meaning missionaries who flocked to the Klondike carried European cultural biases with them. They were isolated in this new land and unfamiliar with culture and spirituality of the indigenous people. The 1896-1897 diary of Anglican missionary Frederick Fairweather Fluelling reveals the warm hospitality the Han First Nation extended to him. When Fluelling arrived at the village in 1896, a chief man of the community gave up his bed for him, and a celebration feast was held. The diary also shows Fluelling's difficulty adjusting to his new environment. On November 10, 1896, Fluelling writes,
"My parishioners nearly distract me. They walk in on me at all hours by the squad, never knock at the door, nor take off their hats, spit on the floor, poke at the fire, never know when to go away. If I open a box or anything else, they all crowd around to see. The life here is bitterly lonely.